what we're doing is we are cross-comparing several single-board computers. I want to finally answer the age-old question from about 2 weeks ago, which is the best single-board computer?
Of course.
That's what we're setting out to achieve, if not this week, over the next couple of weeks. So one of the things I had to do was get on Amazon and order a whole bunch of Kingston SD cards, micro SD.
Yes.
So I picked up this really neat little... little case. I'm going to show you this. This is pretty cool.
That is awesome.
It fits in your credit, like a credit card sleeve of your wallet.
Right.
And it holds 10 SD cards, micro SD.
No way.
Yeah. That is so useful.
So I bought a bunch of Kingston SD cards off of Amazon and loaded it up. Some of them are in single board computers right now, but I really needed to have easy access to a whole bunch of SD cards. And this is a way to safely... and portably transfer it and keep it in my pocket.
I like that.
It's like so sleek.
It's just a $10 stupid little thing that I just added to the cart as I was checking out because I'm like, okay, well, I got to get all these SD cards for all these SBCs we're going to be testing. Where am I going to put them all?
It's a good $10.
It gets confusing when I have
a question about SD cards that just popped into my head right now.
Yeah.
Can you wipe the memory from them with a magnet? Like, are they, should you keep it away from things?
I wouldn't do that.
Right. So should you keep it away from things if it's in this easy to carry?
I wouldn't put it on top of an electropulse.
You wouldn't put it near your cell phone? Would you put it near your cell phone?
Oh, sure.
Okay, they're fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just treat it like a cell phone, right?
I don't know. There's some things where you're not supposed to put things next to other things.
Yeah, magnetic storage and stuff. And I don't know
if they're
susceptible to.
Okay.
But, I mean, an SD card is waterproof and, you know, can... Sometimes, as long as it doesn't get too hot, it can go through the wash and it'll probably still be okay. Oh. But dry it before you plug it into your device.
I ask only because I'm probably going to end up with one of those, right? And I want to make sure I'm doing all the right things.
You can have that in your pocket with you. But you put it in your purse, in your wallet.
And it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it's the form factor of a credit card.
Yeah.
And it's just a little bit thicker. Maybe the thickness of about two cards.
Yeah.
Feels so good for photography or something because it's like usually I have to leave them in like the larger adapters so then I don't lose them, right?
And so what are you shooting with? You're shooting with GoPro and
not even GoPro anymore. Sorry. But even just like drones and stuff whenever I switch out a car.
They're all micro SD.
Yeah. So I can just go like on the go and fly it away.
It's just a random little thing that I thought I would show you because I did need a bunch of SD cards for what we're doing, okay? And I didn't want to lose track of what's what. So then the next thing that we encountered last week when I was looking at the NanoPi M4 was
power.
How am I going to give it more power in here? Because it requires 4 amps.
Right.
My best Raspberry Pi power adapter that's USB is 2.1.
Not enough.
Not nearly enough, as we discovered last week.
That was painful.
So I got on Amazon, right?
Yes.
And I start looking around, and I say Amazon because, hey, I've got Prime and I needed it fast.
Right.
And it usually has a pretty great selection. So I started looking around for different power supplies. I couldn't find a good 4-amp power supply. I found some neat units that were like... that were multi-charger devices that you can plug in like 6 phones to.
Okay.
And it's like 20 amps and things like that. But then you read the fine print and it's like it's 1.4 amps per port.
Oh, okay.
Right? But it's got 10 ports or something, you know, whatever it happens to work out to.
Add it up.
Yeah. So that didn't work out. And so I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And then I remember when Bill Marshall was here on the set.
Yes.
And we pulled out this device that I got at cat5.tv/ATX.
Yes.
And this device allows you to convert an ATX power supply into a DC power unit.
Okay. I see where this is going.
Yes.
Sneaky.
So. I'm gonna disconnect this from the power supply because I want you to see what I invented.
Feels so hyped.
I know, right? Henry, just so you're aware, just to get you caught up,
cat5.tv/ATX,
you plug in a standard power supply from a computer.
Right in.
Right in there. ATX. Okay. It's in the name.
There you go.
Then it's got fuses and even a power switch.
Wow.
And it has negative 12 volt, positive 12 volt, 5 volt, and 3.3 volt with grounds. And they're on these pegs.
Okay.
Right.
So I'll tell you, the one thing that I discovered that I didn't know about this is that it is not compatible with banana plugs. It looks like it is, but you can't actually put a banana plug in there.
Oh, okay.
So I removed the terminals, and I went to put my banana plugs on it to basically give it an upgrade.
Yeah.
But the hole for the screw is just a little bit too small for my banana sockets. So so I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So instead, I had to just put a little bit of wire. So I've got a couple of spools of wire here, and I did a good soldering job.
Yes.
It actually worked out.
It's alive.
So far.
And I'm going to show you a close-up of what I've actually done here and achieved. So remember, this is pulling from my power supply, like a computer power supply. It's 600 watts. That means I have 120 amps to work with. So then I've got a power switch here to turn it on and off. But here's where the magic happens. 5-volt terminals, okay? So that's like a Raspberry Pi or any 5-volt single board computer going out to these wires, and then ta-da! A USB jack. So I can plug any 5-volt USB into there. And I have 120 amps to work with. So
creativity.
This powers
up the M4.
Yeah.
Powers up the M4 like a boss. I might have to get like 20 more M4s with the amount of power that I'm...
It's just going to be the full studio full of these
guys.
Oh,
yeah. Just cover the table.
That explains everything.
Does it?
Yes. Oh. When I came in, the table
covered in solder.
Was covered. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Everywhere.
Wow, you did such a good job.
Oh, thank you.
You're
and I'm
welcome.
So pleased with the way that this turned out.
Yeah.
So that came as so I've talked about this before, and I actually had this discussion with Bill and said, you know, on Amazon or when I have to order parts, I have to order 20 of them. I actually went to Sayal here in town and said, "Do you have that? I wanted a port like that."
Yeah.
And they actually didn't have one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay.
They didn't have one. And the guy who was working there said, "We should have this." And I said, "Yeah." Because I only wanted one.
Right.
Thankfully, Bill, I bought them in bulk because had I bought one, I did ruin the first one that I tried to solder.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I'm not a pro yet, but I'm learning. So this one is just, it's for my memory box.
Yeah.
Just to remind me how far I've come. So it's just got, it's got USB jacks. It's got all of the like, you know.
It's got everything.
Yeah, it's just, it's got all that stuff. So this was like $20 and I ended up with 10 jacks and 10 plugs. So I can actually make USB plugs as well. So that's how that came about. So we've got enough amperage to power as many single board computers and whatever single board computer that we want, 5-volt over these terminals. And that's what we're doing tonight. So this is a 2-week feature at its heart, but this week, and I say at its heart because I know it could evolve from there.
Right.
We're constantly receiving new hardware. We're constantly looking at new hardware. It's coming up on Christmas season, and so we know that new single board computers are coming out. Raspberry Pi just announced a new one.
Right.
And it, you know, so there are going to be more as well. Mm-hmm. So right now, today, this week, we are looking at a Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus. Mm-hmm. We also have, out of its case, this is a, and I should probably get in here so that you can see these. So Raspberry Pi 3B Plus in the, is it the Aladuino, I think it's called, case? I really like this case anyways, if you're interested. Oh, there it is, Aladuino. That's right.
Ta-da.
Again, they're off of Amazon, but I really like the solid aluminum body, and they're really well built. So that's the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus. Then I have the ROK Pro 64. This is one that we've never fired up before, but we did the unboxing. Henry, this has, it's got the full GPIO, it's got some headers for Wi-Fi and things like that. It's got video out the wazoo, it's got gigabit Ethernet, barrel plug for power, it's got full-size HDMI 4K 30. It's got USB 3, USB 2. Everything that you could hope for.
Wow.
But also, it's got PCI Express, which blows my mind on a single-board computer. So we're going to be benchmarking this today as well.
All right.
And powering that. Then, also from Pine64, we've got the LTS, the A64 LTS. This one has the Wi-Fi module on it. We're going to fire it up and give it a good test. Mm-hmm. That's another nice board. I'm going to tell you more about the specifications as we go. And the ROK 64. So where this is the ROK Pro 64, look at the difference. Okay, so this is like the form factor of a Raspberry Pi. This one is like twice that size. That's the ROC 64. So basically, we have three boards from Pine 64, and we have one Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus.
All right.
So I'm going to explain something that came about this week that I'm really quite excited about.
Hmm. Please do.
The giggles.
The giggles.
Yeah. Hmm. Remember at the end of last week's show?
Yeah.
We just had the casual conversation where it was like, there are a lot of benchmarks out there. Mm-hmm. I can pull up benchmarks of the Raspberry Pi 3. I can pull up benchmarks of the ROC Pro 64. But the problem is that the Pi 3 at its price point is really cheap. $35. $35 for a Model B. B+, I mean. And so how can I possibly compare that to, say, the ROC Pro 64 that's $80?
Right.
So even if it performs better, which it would because you'd expect it would, how does it compare?
Yeah.
Because,
what the bang for the buck, really.
Exactly. And I get it all the time. You can't call this a Raspberry Pi killer because it's so much more expensive.
Right.
Right?
But then...
So the giggles as the conversation that we had last week. How can we compare these cost-wise, value-wise?
Right.
Exactly.
So a new algorithm has been created, and it's basically a pseudo-currency to allow us to see the value of a single-board computer. It's called giggles, and it takes the benchmarks, and it takes the dollar value, whatever we pump into the benchmark tool, of that single board computer. Then as it's benchmarking, it calculates averages, it figures out, based on the price, what is the actual value of this board when compared to the performance of the board.
Right.
That's
so
cool.
A giggle value is not at all a dollar value. So something with a really high giggle value doesn't mean it's very expensive. It could be a very cheap single board computer. However, based on the performance that it has, how does it compare to the dollars that you spend?
Right. Exactly. So also a really expensive single board computer with very low performance would have a low giggle.
No.
Right? Low performance. Expensive.
If it had low performance, it would have a very high giggle. So let me
low. Okay, explain to me.
Yes.
If it does well, is it a low or high giggle?
Low.
Low.
Because the the giggle value is like, if I was to compare cost to performance, want to know what the cheapest board is. So the giggle value, the cheaper it is, the more value there is in that board.
Okay, you want low.
I give you a really, really simple example that everybody will understand?
Yes.
Here's a hypothetical single board computer. It cost me $10, and it has a performance of 2,000 events per second.
Okay.
Okay? Right. And let's just say it has a giggle value of 80.
Okay.
So 80 giggles.
Okay, right. 80 giggles.
So then take the next one. Now, watch the simple math. I'm going to double the what I actually had to pay in U.S. dollars. It cost me $20. It has a performance benchmark of 4,000 events per second. It, too, has an 80 giggle score. Because dollar for dollar, you've doubled the price, you've doubled the performance, it's exactly the same giggle value as one that's half price.
Okay.
So it's the same ratio.
Right.
It's 1:1.
Exactly.
Ah.
So now we've got an accurate comparison that we can take a Raspberry Pi at $35 and we can compare it to that ROC Pro 64 at $80, and the giggle value will now tell us which one is the best value.
Okay.
By looking at that score, and the lower the score, the better the value.
Good.
So we've got these four single board computers. We're going to benchmark them and look at their giggle value right after this.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. Cat5. category5.tv/shirts.
Right here. Oh my gosh, it looks so cool. Yeah, and we're going to benchmark that. Should we get into it?
Let's do it.
You guys ready? We're going to take a look at the benchmarks of these four single board computers. Again, I've got the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+. I've got the ROC 64 from Pine 64. I've got the A64 LTS from Pine 64, as well as their ROC Pro 64 single board computer. Wow. Beautiful stuff. So what I've actually done is before the show, I recorded this so that we could do a four up benchmark. And if we're ready, we're going to jump right into it.
Here we go.
So here we go. In the top left-hand side, well, you see the ROC Pro 64 there in the top right. Top left is the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+. Lower left is the ROC 64. And then next to that, on the bottom right, is the SoPine or the A64 LTS. So let's let those benchmarks run. Now, what we're using is a tool called Cat5TV-SBC-Test. And what that does is it runs some benchmarks and then runs some comparisons to give us the giggle value. Don't worry, I'm going to zoom in as soon as one of these completes. The A64 LTS has finished, and its giggle value is 75.65. So 75.65 giggles.
All right.
The Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus, on the other hand, is still going. And still going. And the other two have already finished as well, the ROC 64 and ROC Pro 64. I'm going to go over those numbers. Unfortunately, they flashed by on the screen, but don't worry, I can fix that in post.
All right.
The ROC 64 completed its test and was the fastest to complete the test.
Nice. Very cool.
Which was surprising, the ROC 64 being only a four-core single-board computer, just like the Pine A64 LTS and the Pi Model 3, or B+. Sorry, I got distracted because that is 350.90 giggles. That's the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+. So let's look at them in the order in which they completed.
Okay.
So the ROC 64 completed its tests first. The benchmarks completed on this board first.
Okay.
This has four cores, 4 gigs of RAM. Keep in mind that I bought Kingston SD cards and they all match. Every single board computer is using exactly the same brand, speed, model of cards.
Okay. So you have some control.
Yes, absolutely. There is some control there. And giggle values, incidentally, do not take into account I.O. So that's important to note as well, because if you were using eMMC, you don't want it to give you a poorly giggle value. So this board here had a CPU result of 1,422 events per second, which is a giggle value of about 113 giggles. Okay.
113. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then it's also tested against RAM performance. RAM results are astonishing. RAM is super fast.
Okay.
The RAM result here was 1,984,548 events per second. That brings the giggle value down to only 8.
For that.
Hundredths of a giggle.
Wow.
Eight one hundredths of a giggle. So basically, if you were looking at US dollars, it'd be like 8 cents.
Right. It's just
like a
turtle coin.
Burn. Ouch. The Mutex result was 71.846. And the total giggle cost for this board is astonishing. The giggle cost for this board, remember this, 51.37 giggles.
51?
Okay.
51.37.
Wow.
So hold on to that in the back of your mind. 51.37 for this one. Now, moving along, the ROC Pro 64, which I actually thought would finish first.
Right.
Yeah,
but the CPU performance of this was fantastic, but the RAM performance was quite a bit less than the ROC 64.
Okay.
Surprising.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So the CPU result was about twice that of the ROC 64, 2,897.207. Mm-hmm. And I should just say, so this board is $80.
Okay.
Okay. This one is... I'm looking at my notes here. $45.
Okay.
$45.
Okay. $45.
Yes. Don't worry. I got all my numbers straight.
We got it, guys.
This one's $80. Okay. So moving along, RAM on this, as I mentioned, is quite a bit slower than this, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
815,758.519 events per second.
Right.
Still huge, but a lot slower than the ROCK 64. That gives it a giggle value of about 0.35 giggles versus the 0.05.
Right.
Right, so keep, or 08, that one was. Oh. The mutex value of this one was 19.303 events per second, and that gives this one a giggle cost of 81 giggles. Okay. Wow. So this one, looking at the giggle value, this one costs more than the ROCK 64 as far as performance to price US dollars ratio.
Right.
However, the CPU performance, so it's important to gauge this and understand. Okay, so this one is better value for the dollar.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind spending the extra dollars, this one is twice as fast when it comes to CPU processing. All right. So keep that in mind.
Right.
You got to remember that. So it's gauging everything.
Yeah.
But the giggles gives us a little bit of extra knowledge
insight
as well.
Yeah.
That's good.
Next up, and it's no surprise, the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus came in last place.
Oh, yeah.
The A64 LTS finished up with a CPU result of 987 events per second.
All right.
Not anything to get upset about. I mean, we're going to see.
It's still good.
That's significantly faster than a Raspberry Pi, which we're going to find in just a few moments, which is interesting because I do get burned by the YouTube community who says, well, you know, that's more expensive. But I think we should note that this is actually cheaper than a Raspberry Pi 3 B Plus. Okay?
It is.
Raspberry Pi Model Model B Plus of the Raspberry Pi 3 is $35. This one is $32 US. Okay, so keep that in mind. And with that in mind, are you ready for the RAM performance? 2,163,484.433 events per second, which brings its giggle value down to only 0.05 giggles on the RAM benchmark.
Right.
And then the mutex is 3.294 events per second. Not that great on the mutex. But the giggle cost of this is less than the ROCK Pro 64. This one is only 75.65 giggles. Based on our benchmark.
Wow.
So it's, again, we've got a scenario where with this, this one is slower than the ROCK 64. The CPU benchmarks show us that. It's about 400 events per second less than the ROCK 64. But we're looking at a difference of $13. So this is $13 cheaper.
Exactly.
So where's the toss-up?
Right.
But it's 75.65 giggles. That's a very good value. Remember too, the ROCK Pro or the ROCK 64 was only 51.37. Now, the Pi 3 Model B Plus. So this is the latest and greatest Raspberry Pi. It's the fastest that they've got. Now we've got this new one that's coming available, but it's not here yet. This one has 1 gigabyte of RAM.
All right.
Nothing to write home about. I mean, these boards are all 4 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah.
The ROCK Pro, is it 4 gigs? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we've got a 4 gig model. But this one only has 1 gig of RAM. So that's the Raspberry Pi. So this one is interesting because it's the benchmark. And so I want, like, this was the first. This is the one that everybody has and loves, and we love it as well. So don't get the wrong impression. But I want to be realistic about the fact that there are other vendors out there, and we're looking at Pine 64 tonight, but realizing that their performance is significantly better for the money. Yes, you pay more for a ROCK 64 at $45 than you do for a Raspberry Pi Model B Plus Raspberry Pi 3 at $35.
Right.
So this one's $10 more. But let's look at the specifications.
Exactly.
CPU results... It's brutally slow.
Oh.
It's brutal.
Oh, no.
Like the slowest of the bunch?
Yeah. I'm talking the Pine 64 A64 LTS. We're kind of like, that's pretty slow at 987 events per second.
And then?
125 events per second.
Oh, no.
Okay. So that gives it a giggle value of 1,002 giggles.
Too many
on
giggles.
The CPU. So the CPU on this is extremely expensive in giggle values.
Right.
But it makes up for it with pretty fast RAM. It does really well on the RAM benchmarks.
Oh, yeah?
2,418,581 events per second, which is going to offset that really high CPU benchmark because it's only 0.05 giggles, which is the same as the A64 LTS as far as the giggle value, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's faster, but we can see that the value is exactly the same dollar for dollar. This one's $32, $35. This is exactly the same value RAM-wise as this one, but this one, the CPU, underperforms and is very high. So the cost is too high for the CPU performance of this one. Mutex result is 85.345 events per second, which is pretty good. That's 0.15 giggles.
Yeah.
And the final giggle score, so let's before I say the final score for the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+, this one's giggle score, this is the ROC 64 from Pine 64, 51.37 giggles.
All right.
Very good value.
Very good.
When compared, when comparing performance to the US dollar cost
of
what we buy. ROC Pro 64, 81 giggles. Still, excellent value.
All right.
A64 LTS, this one is 75.65 giggles. And at 32 US dollars, it's actually a very good value.
All right.
For those who have said, oh, well, but the ROC 64 is more expensive than the Raspberry Pi 3B+, so it can't possibly be a Raspberry Pi killer. The Raspberry Pi 3 Model B+ clocked 350.9 giggles, almost 351 giggles.
Holy.
That, ladies and gentlemen, in my eyes, makes the ROC 64 from Pine 64 a Raspberry Pi killer.
Wow.
Not talking about the education sector,
yeah,
not
no,
talking
totally
about
not.
The value of the Raspberry Pi, but saying, for me, who I already understand the GPIO, I already understand Python, I already understand how to set up a single board computer, the best value for the money is the ROC 64 from Pine 64. The Raspberry Pi is cheaper dollar for dollar, $10 cheaper.
Right.
But performance-wise, this one has a giggle value of 51.37. This one is 350.9 is the cost. So this is significantly less for way better performance.
That incredible.
Is great. I think that's great to see. It means that people are innovating. It means that things are going on.
And we're seeing a lot of innovation from other vendors. Now, Raspberry Pi is disappointing right now with their...
For now.
Yes, for now. We're all waiting for the Raspberry Pi 4. And when I say that, I mean, there are... I know that there are a lot of Raspberry Pi fans, and we can... we all love them. I love them, too.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
But I am realistic about the quality of the competition.
Exactly.
And the performance of the competition and the value for dollar for dollar.
Right.
Okay. So our top two this week are the ROC 64 and the ROC Pro 64 from Pine 64. Next week, we are going to put those two against the Odroid XU4Q, which is an 8-core single board computer.
Right.
8 cores. Wow.
Pretty sure. It's either 6 or 8, but I'm pretty sure.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out. And we're also going to put that against the NanoPi M4, which we wanted to look at last week as well. We're going to power that from this bad boy, and we're going to do all the benchmarks again next week.
Nice.
These ones are already done. But we're going to be able to see, ultimately, what is the best value single board computer here at the end of 2018. So as you're looking at Christmas lists and things like that, people are saying, oh, I want a Raspberry Pi, or I want a single board computer. I want to learn STEM and start working on building my own little microcomputer. Well, this is a great opportunity for you to see where's the sweet spot. And that's exactly what we've set out to do. You can get your own benchmark tool by going to github.com/cat5tv/cat5tv-sbctest. That is below, and I hope that you find that very useful. Tonight we've used version 1.0, and each board has used exactly the same version so that we have a one-to-one comparison, and same thing will happen next week.
There you go.
There you have it.
That is cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thoughts, questions, and concerns, comment below. Let us know what you think.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I do.
She's got a question.
Okay, so I play retro games right now on my single board computer.
That's good.
Can I just do that with that? Can I?
Yeah.
And it would just be faster?
Yeah. Performance would be incredible. The Raspberry Pi 3 handles 1080p pretty good.
Right.
Pretty good.
It's all right, yeah.
both of these boards, 4K 60p.
Oh.
Plus they have the higher performance. Plus they have other options for storage.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about these is that they both support eMMC
which
is a different type of storage.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So where for this test we used SD cards for all of our microcomputers.
Right.
SD cards are quite slow in comparison to like an SSD drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in this case, eMMC or an M.2 or things like that. So
okay.
eMMC is like a step up as far as the single board computer hard drive goes.
Okay.
It's going to give you even better I/O or input-output performance. So things are going to load faster. Things are going to be a lot quicker. You're going to do really, really well with eMMC. Both of those boards support it. Raspberry Pi does not.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
Yeah. So that's another thing. There. More value.
Exactly.
We didn't even talk about the features.
Just like that.
Do they have GPIO? Yes. They have Pi GPIO. So they're actually compatible.
Yep.
40-pin.